There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 151 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. I'm Andy White.
I'm Calvin Newman.
And I don't know why I paused there. I looked like I'd forgot what my name was.
Well, I often pause. It's usually because I've forgotten the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or don't know what I'm doing, which is quite often.
Quite frequent in my case, that one. Yeah.
It's a questions and answers. I think the last of a bash of questions and answers.
Yeah.
Back to the normal sort of.
Four Q&A show marathon.
Yes, marathon. I think we'll be back to either an interview or a how-to next week.
Yes.
With a bit of luck.
Yes.
Okay, so let's, without further ado, let's whiz through the questions. I have in my hand three sheets of paper, each one with a question on. This first one is from Kevin Hopp, who says, hello, I'm not quite sure where the podcast Q&A form is located, so I'll have a go here. Actually, we don't have
It reached us all okay. So you went to the site of visibility.co.uk website and went to the contact us. So that's a pretty good way of contacting. If you don't, you can just send me an email. It's kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com.
He writes, love the show, guys. I've had SEO success from my clients for a number of years. Mm-hmm. As a result, I landed a larger client. Mm-hmm. However, I have a very crude presentation / tracking Excel sheet that I use to keep track of keywords and programs. I'm in need of a polished reporting / professional tracking suite. Are there any free or nearly free resources? I'm sure a graph or two would really strike home that I'm indeed as professional as my results. I use Google's PDF outputs for any site stats. I've yet to see a full campaign integration component. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Signed, Kevin@seriousfreelancing.com. Should I have said that? Should
that's all right. I haven't given him a plug. Yeah,
yes, there you go. Free plug. All the best. Kevin Hopp.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, it's fine. Unfortunately, not a number of free solutions for the reporting conundrum. So there's a couple of ways you can go. You can go down the Excel spreadsheet route. We talked in a couple of Q&A episodes ago about ranking tracking solutions, and that kind of holds true there, that there's a Firefox plugin from SEO Book. There is a AWR, Advanced Web Ranking, which does rankings, and there's also tools like Raven SEO. Now, what I think if you're looking at reporting, there's probably a couple of solutions out there that might be worth considering. So there's Raven SEO, which is a rank checking tool, pulls in data via the Google Analytics API, and also can pull in various social media and link building, you know, metrics as well. That's pretty good. That's what we tend to use at Site Visibility. We make them bespoke by kind of pulling through the bits that particular clients want to do and then adding onto those. So it kind of gives you a basis of the report, saves you a bit of time on the heavy lifting, but then you can spend the time on where you ought to be on reporting, which is actually on looking at what the report says, learning from what the report says, and doing things different as a consequence of knowing that. But there's other options out there. There's one called BrightEdge, which I've not used, but I've heard is very good. It's very expensive, I've heard. I don't know the price.
Expensive or inexpensive?
Expensive.
Expensive, okay.
So that's kind of but that's a good sort of like enterprise level solution. There's also a number of kind of startups in the UK which are kind of vying for this market. So I talked about Raven, they're based in the States. SEO Moz have got a number of sort of reporting tools in their suite as well that are worth considering. But there's also people like LinkDex who don't necessarily report on rankings, but they do kind of provide a general kind of assessment of how you're performing on an SEO, you know, campaign. There's another company called Analytics SEO who kind of have a software solution that's good for tracking how your SEO campaigns are doing. And then there's another one as well called Search Metrics, who are again a bit different. What they tend to specialize in is historical ranking data for you and your competitors, even if you're not currently a client of theirs. So you can go back and look at where you ranked for a keyword 2 years ago, and they have that data. So amongst those, there's kind of various options. I don't know if any of them necessarily particularly tick that box. If you want something truly bespoke, Excel's the way to go, and there's a number of Excel. I'll put a link to some kind of SEO Excel plugins that you can get that can pull in data that's good for SEO, but fundamentally I think Raven probably is the one that might be able to answer the question there, or maybe Analytics SEO as well. So yeah, okay. There's not a simple free tool, unfortunately, I'm afraid.
Okay, good stuff. Let's move on to the second question, he says, holding up the piece of paper. This one's from David, from Man of the Hour magazine. I listen to your podcast regularly and it's helped me out a lot. I started an online magazine called Man of the Hour magazine back in 2009. As a starting point for me to eventually launch my own print edition to complement the site. When I started the site back in 2009, I was sort of just working on it on a more part-time basis. But since 2010, I've been steadily working to gain traction and build quality views and links. I am just at the point now where I'm getting regular daily views without much effort, but I'm far from where I want to be. I would like to know, brackets, if you can discuss this in a future podcast, brackets, how to build and grow a men's lifestyle magazine online through social media, Google, etc. Thanks, and I love your podcast. David from Man of the Hour magazine. That's manofthehourmag.com. No hyphens.
Yeah, no hyphens there. Interestingly, yeah, it's a tricky one. How do you build a website like that? What I would start with is trying to understand exactly what you want the goal of someone visiting your site to be. Now, with a magazine website, typically that's kind of to generate some money via advertising. So to do that, I'd be considering what can you do to kind of get as many people to visit your site as frequently as possible. And I'd consider, could you be getting people's email addresses or social media details so you can ensure that every time you produce a piece of content, it reaches the existing audience that you've already got. So that can be to generate RSS subscribers, email subscribers, or people's kind of to like you on Facebook, for example. So every time you upload a piece of content on Facebook, they would see it. So have that goal in mind. They would seem like obvious ones for me for a magazine publisher online, and then track your performance against them. Set yourself some targets and try and hit those targets. That would be the first place to go for. Then I'd try and work out about, come up with a longer term plan for content around things that are perhaps topical, or you know that there's going to be a peak in search traffic or interest in that topic at a particular point in time. So at the moment, this is kind of around Christmas. So it's like probably too late now to be producing Christmas gift guides, say, because it's probably a bit late in the day. But you know that Christmas is going to come this time every year, so start working at August, September time about those big bits of content that you want to be in your online magazine at that point in time that you know there's going to be a demand for, and try and kind of come up with a number of these kind of tentpole type things. Now if you're only working on it part-time, it's tricky, but I try and come up with one or two good features a month that you know now in, you know, 12 months time, that would be a good month to launch that content and work on those pieces of content over a period of time. So they're kind of really valuable pieces of content that people are going to want to share, they're going to want to link to, and they're going to maybe spend more time reading. So therefore, potentially might be split across a couple of pages, so there might be more ad impressions, or they'd be prepared to kind of give their email address up or some contact details in order to get more of that type of content. So tricky one. And it will sort of depend on what your goals are and what your time frames are and what your resources are. But I'd start by having a clear idea of what the objective of the website is. Is that to generate email addresses, to build a list so you can then promote to that list? I would argue that that'd be a good goal for it. Second one, come up with a content plan for the next 6 to 12 months with big, strong, standout pieces of content that you'll work on over a period of months to really kind of, you know, cement your position as the best website in your sector.
Good stuff. All right, then. So let's move on to the last question. All quite short questions in this show. This is from Joe Cannon. Mm-hmm. And he says, hi from across the pond, brackets, USA. brackets, exclamation mark. I've been listening for about a year now and have learned a lot, brackets, e.g. great breakdown of BB Press in episode 129, brackets. I have a quick question. I currently use Thesis for my website, supplement-geek.com. I use Thesis, actually. But was thinking of switching to Headway. I've seen Headway. The Headway theme, because it allows more ways to tweak the theme without knowing any code, brackets. I'm just a content guy, brackets. Knowing that page load times play a role in SEO, my question is, would Headway load slower than Thesis? Thanks, and keep up your excellent contribution to the world of SEO, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't choose between Headway and Thesis entirely on speed. Mm. I don't think that that's necessarily what would be the differentiating factor between those two WordPress template ecosystems, for want of a better description. Mm. I've heard and kind of are of the opinion that Headway perhaps has a bit of an edge SEO-wise, technical on-site SEO-wise, over Thesis. Mm. And so that might be a reason for choosing that, or it might be the additional flexibility of, the kind of ease to change the design and content that might be helpful to you. But I wouldn't choose just on speed, because I don't think there's that much difference between them. I think the whole issue of web speed being a ranking factor is more to do with, it is your site slow or normal than normal or fast, if that makes much sense. The reasons you should be interested in site speed actually isn't anything to do with SEO. It should be because it makes your site easier to use for your customers and a lot easier to use on a mobile phone, for example. Mm. But I don't think necessarily that the themes are going to make the biggest difference on that speed. That's going to be more to do with issues like, do you have excessive JavaScript on your page to trigger off some adverts or some social media function? You've got Discuss on there or something. And are your images huge? And do you have a different style sheet for when you're on a mobile phone and that type of thing? So, I wouldn't necessarily choose Headway over Thesis because of the speed, but I might choose Headway over Thesis just in general. Worth noting as well that basically for any WordPress template system, make sure you get Yoast's SEO plugin. There's all-in-one SEO, which is good, but Yoast is better. I would get Yoast's SEO plugin for WordPress, and make sure you've got that set up, and that's actually probably going to have a much bigger impact on your ability to do SEO for your site than necessarily choosing one theme over another. But it does matter, because there are some quirks and foibles to each of these kind of parent templates.
What's your view on mixing SEO plugins? Because I know, I've got experience with Thesis. I've got it on a few of my sites, and I know that Thesis does have some built-in SEO stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what's your opinion on, for example, putting Yoast in or
All in one SEO.
I almost forgot the name. Then. Do they clash? What's your experience?
I've heard some stories that Yoast has clashed with Thesis in the past, but I would always go with the specialist plugin, because a plugin that's developed to help your SEO is always going to be better than a functionality of a template, really. And yeah, I think that if you had to choose between the built-in one and a specialist plugin, a specialist plugin is always going to be more powerful than the built-in functionality is going to be. In terms of compatibility issues with certain templates and certain plugins, I couldn't remember off the top of my head. It's not an issue I've had to deal with recently, but they do exist. You do have problems that certain themes aren't compatible with certain plugins. And then you kind of have to make a call on what's more important to you, the theme or the plugin.
Yeah.
I would probably err on the plugin on this one, unless... if you're at the stage where we're talking about here, where it's kind of an either or, check the compatibility issues before you decide, before you spend a lot of time personalizing the template, only to find that a plugin that's mission critical to you doesn't work with that parent theme.
Just a little sort of side gray box to our listeners that aren't familiar with Thesis like plugins. I mean, basically with WordPress, you get themes, which are just like static themes, and they reskin the site. Thing that makes Thesis and Headway different is they're configurable themes, aren't they? You've got quite a lot of choice to change them, and you don't have to know PHP. They're all done through their own interface, aren't they?
Yeah, but having said that, most websites that are on Thesis will still use the standard template anyway, don't they? But yeah, it is that kind of, it gives you, basically, it allows the non-designer to become a designer, but do sometimes take with a pinch of salt what some of these WordPress developers claim that their themes can do, because they are sometimes a little bit guilty of overemphasizing some of the benefits of the features.
Okay, and we'll leave it there. So that's been three questions. Thank you very much, Kelvin. As I say, back again next week, and it's either going to be, we're not quite sure yet, it's going to be an interview or probably a tools or
probably news and tools, I imagine. But okay, we shall see.
We shall see. We haven't quite recorded it yet. We're just coming up to record that. And thank you for listening. So I've been Andy White.
And I've been Kelvin Newman.
And we'll see you next week on Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. Goodbye. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.